I love canceling plans. Staying home, binging my latest TV craze, absolute bliss. But you know what plan you really want to cancel? Sitting in a drafty paper gown, waiting for a doctor to grab a speculum. The good news is, you now can. Teal Health has officially brought the pap smear experience into the modern era with the first FDA-authorized at-home cervical cancer screening kit. No traffic, no waiting rooms, and no stirrups. Some order your kit online and do a quick virtual visit with a Teal doctor. It takes minutes, it's completely private, and it has the same accuracy as an in-office test. It's healthcare on your terms. Cervical cancer screening is every 3 years. Visit getteal.com to get started. That's GETTEAL.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Craving a Saturday afternoon happy hour with cocktails, sunshine, the Slacker Show, and adorable, lovable, adoptable pets? Join the Slacker Show tomorrow at number 38 in Rhino for the Strays of Summer. 2 hours of casual happiness with some of the most lovable, huggable, scratchable, adoptable pets in Denver who are looking for a forever home. The Slacker Show Strays of Summer. Saturday, June 6th at number 38 in Rhino. Thanks to our pet-loving friends at Split Veterinary Care, Chuck and Don's Pet Supplies, and number 38. Check out alice1059.com for more details.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about hobbies. But it's like, we don't want you to call and go, I crochet and I also...
Wait, no, I would... I'm interested in learning about new hobbies.
Okay, but I think...
crocheting is fine, no?
Yeah, if you're like 22 and like, you know, tatted from head to toe. There's something about... I was thinking more like weird ones.
Okay.
Like I collect something weird. Mm-hmm. I remember we talked to somebody who collected their dryer lint.
Oh, okay.
And they just put it in like jars. And like, they started to get real creative with it. So you, like, you do your red load because you want to just, because it starts to look like terraforma.
Oh.
Like it starts to like, so you're creating layers.
Creating jars of dust,
yeah,
baby.
But it's not dust. It's like your fabric. It's your clothes.
Yeah. And there's like, some dust in it.
Yeah, if, can you use it to like start a fire or something? Yeah. Like later
you
on?
You absolutely can.
Okay. That I approve of as art. You know what? I won't judge your hobby.
Yeah.
I won't judge your hobby.
Well, what, do you have a weird hobby? Do you have any hobbies?
No.
You play pickleball now.
Okay. We've played twice. So I'm interested in hobbies. I feel like my dog has become my hobby.
It's not a terrible hobby.
Yeah, I walk him. I look at him. I cuddle him. I give him carrots.
Well, I look at stuff too.
I look at lint.
I have maybe I shouldn't say how I know this person, but I know someone who has bought like a cute goose.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes.
A porch goose?
I want one so badly.
What? I'd never heard of this, but now I've seen the porch goose and their hobby has become this porch goose. So it's like, oh, it might rain today. So they have a rain outfit.
Get the raincoat. Wait, are they making the outfits?
I don't know, but I can't believe you know what a porch goose.
No,
is this a popular thing?
It's a little bit on TikTok. Do you see it?
No.
Okay, cool. So I'm old and I need a porch goose.
This could be your hobby. Then it's like, oh my God, it's sunny. So you put a little bikini on him or something?
Don't want to objectify that. Yes.
Don't want to objectify the porch goose? What if there's a water fight breaks out?
Silly goose. I love it.
You're already going to adopt this hobby.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
going to
look them up right now.
The rain clothes she put on this porch goose, like, I couldn't stop staring at it. I'm like, I'm a little jealous.
You can buy outfits for them on like Shein and.
Is it Shein or Shein? Oh, it's Shein.
Shein. Yeah. And like, there's lots of websites for where you can buy
outfits. I would assume Etsy is just hemorrhaging porch goose.
That might be why my last order didn't fit me very well. I accidentally ordered the goose.
Fit you very well, buddy. These are pretty small.
All right. So porch goose, dryer lint. Do you have a weird hobby? We'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
I'm a little embarrassed to admit this, but have you guys seen the little like mystery balls of mini brand stuff?
Yes.
Aaron.
Yes.
So it all started because they made a Harry Potter one. And so I started to, it was all of like the Bernie Bot's every flavor beans, the chocolate frogs, the candy feathers.
But
so
Aaron,
I got them
show
all.
Show Slacker with your hands how small these are.
Yeah.
I know because she talked about it one day and I saw them in Target and I was like, we need an intervention on this girl.
I'm deep in it. I know where the poke holes on the outside, what
to tell what
inside.
They are, because
yes.
That is a thing.
Yes.
Because I've
what?
Gone through this before with something my son was in, and like, because when they put them, they'll put a new pack out, and it's like, the only one we're missing is this, and it's like, the one you want is, if it's got four poke holes, and it's three back on this pack, and it's six back
if
on this pack.
If it's by the A, it's this one, if it's, yeah. But now...
legit. That's not a hobby, that's an obsession.
Here's the thing.
Different.
Here's the thing. Now they have mini vinyls with a real record player, and if you know me, you know I'm crazy about vinyls.
So it'll actually play something?
Yes.
Shut up.
They have singles on the minis. Oh,
feels
it's so
reasonable.
Cute.
No, it's when people are getting the little tiny mini makeup.
It's so cute.
I'm
I don't
like,
know what it
what?
Is about
the
it.
Kids were into Shopkins. That's what it was called. Mm. Shopkins. They were little and it's like.
Does it play the songs well?
No. It's like the growing up. Do you remember
thank
the little keychain thing?
It.
Yes, I do remember the keychains. What were those called?
Do you remember, Hack?
The little keychains that you could like
clip,
put.
Clip it.
Something? Yeah.
Clip bits.
Aaron, you have to stop. This is not a good hobby.
Music. Clip hits.
Yeah.
Hit clips.
I remember those,
hit clips.
Hit clips. We got there, guys.
Okay. So, Slacker looks like he's about to just leave us.
It's such a, like.
He's looking for goose outfits.
Yeah.
There's certain things, I don't know why, I find the porch goose such a better hobby because then people walk by and go, cool. Like, if you're over having, like, Savvy B at Aaron's house, and she's like, come in here, and then sit down.
I'm going to have my mini vinyls.
Like, she's going to kill me.
Yeah, and you're going to be like, dude, this is dumb. I'm not staying in here.
I have my Harry Potter Lego set next to my mini Harry Potter figurines, and I have my mini vinyls next to my real vinyls.
Do not tell Dane about these little mini things. I feel like he'll get into them.
You want your hobby, even if it's weird, you're like, oh, check out my jar of lint. People are like, okay. Like, check out.
Oh, no. I'm with Aaron before that.
You'd rather hear a bad song on a really tiny record player.
It's like...
Okay. Hack, you got a weird hobby?
I've had lots of weird hobbies in my life. For a long time, I wanted to be a ventriloquist. And I took that very... took out books from the library.
It is a boy thing. I think we all went through it.
And magic too. They're related, I think. They're like
they are.
They're similar.
I knew did magic, but you and me are pretty exclusive on that ventriloquism.
Ventriloquist? Yeah. I was in love with it for a long, long time. Practice, read the books.
How long?
Years.
Did you have a popsicle stick?
So they ran out of books at the library.
Yes,
I read them all.
Me too.
Okay.
Wow.
Always tried to have a popsicle stick in your mouth.
And
you could just like talk and try to say your B's and M's and like P's.
Yeah, those are the hard ones to say.
Yeah,
but you can talk because you kind of just talk like this.
It's amazing either of you have ever had relations.
I haven't.
You both have two children.
There's the goose.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What is your weird, weird hobby? We'd like to hear about it. Erica might actually take them on. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your weird, strange hobbies. Things you do for fun. I'm sorry. I'm just like...
Do you have any?
I don't think I do.
Were you ever a metal detector guy?
That's weird that you say that because we have one on the phone.
Stop.
Ashley.
Yay.
You're one of the metal detector people?
I am.
To this day?
To this day.
I didn't know that people still did this.
So, yeah.
Why, though?
Well, it started as a beach hobby. So we bring it to the beach, and then we started doing it other places. But I haven't really found anything too cool yet. Just some coins,
nails.
Where do you do it here, though? Because I feel like you can't just take it to Wash Park.
You go to
like
a res, lake? Though. You go to a reservoir.
Yeah, the park, anywhere.
Oh, huh.
Because in my algorithm, this is, I think the universe wants me to be a metal detector guy. I get the metal detector guys.
Do you really?
I get the metal detector guys, and then there's the other versions. Well, this is, okay.
Okay.
One, the metal detector thing is like, there's this one dude who will just show up like, oh my God, I lost my wedding ring in the sand. And he shows up and he finds it and he just gives it back to you. And people are like, come on, man. Like, you could charge me $1,000 for that.
Yeah.
Like, no, dude, I do it for the love of the game. The other thing, the new thing is magnet people.
Yes.
Have you seen the magnet people?
No.
The giant ones that they throw into a river?
Yes.
And then what? Jump in after them?
No, you just... It's they, on like, a, it's fish on a it string, out,
pretty much.
And then you're... And they pull up like...
Bikes?
Or this one dude pulls up safes.
Yeah.
Like pulls up a whole safe and then they're on the shore and they're like... And they beat the safe till they get it open. And inside there's like old guns or like, cause people just go, I don't want this anymore. Or they stole it and they couldn't get it open. And then they throw it in like a river.
What the heck?
And then there's dudes who like, and they can't pull it up. And then they send a diver down. It's like, oh, there's a car. And they're like, oh, remember in 1977 when those teenagers were missing, we found their car.
Oh my God.
So it's like, you just throw magnets into, all right, sorry.
Okay. There's another person on the phone. Never mind.
Jade.
Yay!
What's your weird hobby?
I go arrowhead hunting in the mountains in the middle of nowhere.
I've heard they're all gone. Like, where do you go? Because they've all been picked over. Like, are there still places that are...
Do you dig from?
Go to the middle of nowhere. Middle of Colorado, absolutely nowhere. You can't go on trails because then you can't find them.
Yeah, because trails are picked over.
Hmm.
Can you recognize it right away? They're so obviously an arrowhead.
Usually, yes. They're always just like laying right on top, just like perfect and beautiful and like not buried.
Whoa. Huh. There's something really cool about that. Do you ever do that antler thing?
You know, we've looked for antlers, but we have had no luck. But we try. We look for those too and we're out.
Because the big deer or whatever, they shed their antlers every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just, they're just out. Like you sometimes you go to somebody's house and they have the huge rack and you're like, oh my God, you killed a deer. It's like, no, I just found them.
You just find them laying on the ground.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool hobby. It's
really cool.
Andrea?
Hi.
What's your hobby?
I make sourdough, which is not that self very weird, but I am allergic to flour. And so I can't eat it. I have to wear gloves when I make it. And when I'm pouring the flour, I have to wear a mask or I'll sneeze all day.
That's so like, why do you do it?
It's like so badass. You're like tempting death is your hobby.
Like it's weird. I do it because my family can eat the bread and we had a loaf of bread in the pantry for months and it never grew mold. So I decided I have to start making our own bread. And here we are.
Because you'd rather your bread get moldy?
It's fresher.
And less preservatives and stuff, I think you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. I like it.
How interesting.
Why don't you like play with cobras or chainsaw juggling or something?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Well, did that just ruin one of your stories? Because
only a little bit.
That's the new Taylor song.
What's world premiere.
Oh, I got it.
How do you feel about it?
I didn't expect to not like it. Like I thought I'd like it.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's got lots of Beatles-y. It feels a little like Randy Newman wrote it because he likes those Beatles chords or whatever. It's a great song. It's fun. It's perfect.
I want to say I read something that she did get influenced or like help from him
because like,
he's not dead.
Turns out he's not dead.
Yeah. We got yelled at yesterday for saying that. She said something like, influenced by her like, you know, was
it's got those weird chord changes he likes to use.
Musical world he created a bit.
You would have to do that because he's written the music for all the other Toy Stories or whatever.
All?
So, for sure the first one, but I think he's done a lot of other stuff in it.
Yeah, and they got along well because she's tall. So, Aaron.
News.
Oh no.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Listen, if you don't understand what's going on, you just go look up Randy Newman short people. Uh-huh. Like, I had to show these people that thing. Hit the you got a friend, and you go, that man just writes cute, perfect little songs. Well, no. When you songs. Hear short people from, I don't know what decade, it's probably from the 70s. But, like, it is a horrifically terrible, like, he just hates short people. And that's why we weren't that sad when he
is
was
he
dead.
Even that but he's not old? Dead.
It was shocking.
I don't know. Yeah, it's it a shocking that it's a song. And it was, here's what I know.
You should be saying, don't go look it up. Yeah. Don't.
No,
don't.
You should.
No, you got to hear it to yeah. know. Do platforms have that song? It's so offensive.
I don't know.
That's a I don't know either.
Okay.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You heard it here maybe first.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift released a new song today because it is New Music Friday. I knew it. I knew you from the Toy Story 5 soundtrack.
Yep.
Actually, just looked it up. Randy Newman was the composer for all the films, including the fifth one.
Oh, cool.
And in Taylor's message about the song, she thanked him.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think he wrote the song with her, but he needed to go with his music. For sure. What I would say. Now, crazy news, guys. I think this song might be.
If you do the Taylor Swift
Taylor's version
story
for it. Wait, no, I was going to do something else. I wasn't actually.
You're not allowed to do the same story you've done three times.
She said she's doing something else.
Okay, if you guarantee it, I will rescind my nope.
That's pretty good. No, I wasn't actually going to go into the whole the fact that I think debut Taylor's version
You're
is
doing
coming.
It right now.
I just also wanted to point out that Niall Horan put out a new album today. It's called Dinner Party.
Is it a banger?
I believe it's his best album yet.
Wow. Shut up.
I spent the morning listening to it, and yep, I would say it's his best body of work.
Were you going
individual songs? He had bangers.
Were you
going
Niall Taylor, Niall Taylor, Niall Niall Taylor,
just Niall all
Niall,
the way.
Niall Niall Niall.
Oh. I listened to Taylor at 10 p.m. last night, and then hit the Niall this
There's
morning.
There's one song of his that's very
short people-ish.
No. Which one are you? Tastes So Good or Monochromatic?
Tastes So Good.
Yeah, Dane's like, that's about.
Yeah.
That's about.
He's grown.
Oh, it is?
He
like Watermelon
grown
Sugar?
Grown up. Yeah. Mm.
There's a couple songs if you listen more. Monochromatic is literally like, I want to see you get monochromatic. Take your clothes off, baby.
Emphasis on that body of work.
Body yada yada of work. Yeah. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is running long today.
What an insane music day because Lizzo also dropped an album today.
She did?
It is called Bitch.
Oh.
You know, it's weird. We play songs with it in there. So, and here's a weird rule, and maybe you can text in and if you think this rule is stupid. The station allows women to say it, but not men. Like if T-Eck were to say it right now, Chet would lunge and hit the dump button.
Okay.
So like say it.
Bitch.
See, nothing happened.
Oh, it feels so good to say.
Hack.
I don't.
You don't have to say it.
Okay. No,
but you
I'm
don't
not
worry
gonna,
about
no.
it.
Okay.
Do you hear that loud beeping sound?
Oh god.
It's her third album. She says, I wrote songs that I needed for myself. So it's kind of introspective of the last 4 years she's been through. I don't know.
Crazy
it's
title.
Self-titled?
Yeah. Well, but she's been through a lot.
Yeah, the last four years she kind of got canceled.
Yeah.
Her dancers, you know, there's that whole thing.
Fat shaming, right? Which was weird. Because like her dancers were like, she fat shames us like pretty hard. And it's like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of the album again?
Bitch.
Watch. Okay, I'll say it and they won't bleep it. Ready? Mm-hmm. Erica.
What?
Oh. Hey.
You see what I did there?
Why are you picking on
walk
me?
Where's my
Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Let's do another round of birthday hugs.
Let's go!
Turning 31 today, singer, songwriter, actor, and YouTube personality, Troy Sivan.
A hunk.
No, not a hunk.
A cutie patootie.
More of a cutie.
Visually symmetrical and everything, but like hunk doesn't. I don't know.
I feel like
hunk.
Hunk
really?
These days. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Also turning 47 today, bassist from Fall Out Boy, Pete Wentz.
We're not going hunk. I can't picture him, but I don't think so. Nobody in Fall Out Boy is a hunk.
He's got the little...
Pete Wentz, though, I think is... When your bassist is the face of the band.
He is cuter than the lead singer for sure.
Pretty unusual.
Yeah.
Let's see. Turning 48 today, Nick Kroll, is in everything.
Yeah.
Ever. Not
it's
a hunk.
Hard to not hear him making fart sounds with his mouth.
Sure. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hear sure. Lola.
Lola.
From Big Mouth. He's,
okay.
So it's a non-hunk just because of the fart sounds and he's overexposed?
He would have to be quiet.
Okay. That's what they say about me too. So.
Turning 55 today, Mark Wahlberg.
Hunk.
He is but so physically fit.
He's got to start sleeping more.
I agree.
And
I don't
living
know.
A little.
What do you mean sleep? Oh, because he gets up at like 4 in the morning, gym, like tan, laundry.
And it's just like gym and then another gym and then another gym and then maybe a green smoothie and then I'm going to go to bed. And it's like. That was your day?
Can I take a quick side note as long as we're on this? One time I was in, I think maybe in Cleveland. Are they from Ohio? I don't remember.
Yeah. No, they're from Boston. The Wahlbergs?
Yeah. Well, Boston. They have one in Cleveland. The Wahlburgers are good.
Oh, really?
I think you, T-Hack, would.
Ooh.
They're very buttery. One. They're Culver's-like. They're, it's a good. Like,
that man's never ate that burger then.
No, I doubt very soon, but his brothers do. Yeah. His brothers are way, way
okay, wait, hold on. I don't agree because I don't fat shame.
No, I'm just saying that they look, they don't do what he does. Okay. They're more like
there's one in
normal
Vegas,
looking
dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Good. Let's take a trip.
Turning 59 today from Office Space, Ron Livingston.
Hunk.
The man, yeah. Cedar Rapids.
You
Rapid,
know
Iowa.
Who he is. He's Office Space. He's the dude in Sex and the City.
No, who was that's finding not who I was thinking.
Why were we just talking about
it? We were talking about it because I think I was talking about Office Space.
Yeah, and he is from Iowa.
He's gorgeous. I think he's got...
And lastly, turning 70 today after selling 75 million records worldwide, Kenny G. I gotta go. He's a curly girl for sure.
Yeah.
Good hair.
All right. Is it over?
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Craving a Saturday afternoon happy hour with cocktails, sunshine, The Slacker Show, and adorable, lovable, adoptable pets. Join The Slacker Show tomorrow at number 38 in Rhino for the Strays of Summer. 2 hours of casual happiness with some of the most lovable, huggable, scratchable, adoptable pets in Denver who are looking for a forever home. The Slacker Show Strays of Summer. Saturday, June 6th at number 38 in Rhino. Thanks to our pet-loving friends at Sploot Veterinary Care, Chuck and Don's Pet Supplies, and number 38. Check out alice1059.com for more details.
I think this is the first time this has ever happened. I'm looking around the room and everyone seems prepared.
I had panic about 20 minutes ago. Okay.
It's Feel Good Friday.
Yay.
You guys, we can still be loud.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like the time to be like,
yeah,
you know?
Because we're like excited. We're doing this one not because we're court ordered, but we are.
We definitely are.
Does anybody want to start? You want me to start? Because you guys know what I'm doing.
Right? What would you like? I could go.
I'll start.
Okay.
Let me just get this one out of the way. I have a story from New Zealand. There is a 9-month-old pup in New Zealand that got adopted by some owners, and they were like, ew. And they took him back.
What?
Hack, your turn.
No, that's not the good.
What? Oh. Then the 9-month-old pup got adopted by a new family. Yay! And they were like, ew.
What? Are you joking?
What's wrong with it?
No. No one really knows what was wrong with it. It was living at a local rescue. A new owner walked in, fell in love, and provided Hazel with a new forever home. A couple of nights later, the apartment complex they were living in caught on fire.
Oh my.
Whoa. Gosh.
It was a fast-moving blaze, and Hazel jumped up on the bed and bit the owner on the arm to wake them up, which was the only reason they were not killed in the blaze.
Oh, whoa.
They ran from the home with Hazel in their arms, and both are fine.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So, if you would like to not die in a fire,
okay, well,
we have...
This is getting close to Judge being unhappy.
We have the Strays of Summer event happening tomorrow at number 38.
Yeah, it's from 2 to 4 p.m., I guess, not a.m.
Yeah, 2
to 4. And there's going to be, I think, 13 or 14 rescues out there, dogs, cats, So whatever your fancy is.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to go through all the rescues. It's right. All, you can see them all on our website, alice1059.com. Right. But yeah, it's fire season, everyone. Okay, you don't want to die.
It's not about the fire. It's just about bringing home a family member.
This could save your life.
Yes.
You too.
Yeah.
Hello, the judge likes stuff like this. Yeah, so there's going to be, you know, we're having drinks.
Yep.
Lots of sponsors. Mm-hmm. Splute is out there giving away a huge prize.
Yeah, yeah, they're giving away one of their memberships.
Yeah, so just come meet us at number 38. Oh, by the way, we also have Ed Sheeran tickets.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And Ed Sheeran would not save you from a fire.
Well, he actually probably would if he was there.
Do you think he'd bite you on your alarm?
He would strum his guitar to wake you.
Okay. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. This story, I don't actually know where it's from, but this is, someone posted this and was talking about how they had an old Honda and they decided to sell it to a teenager for just $2,000. Mm-hmm. And the teen had told him, you know, this is all my money from working at a pizza shop. But then a week later, he called the guy who sold the car and sounded like he was about to cry. And the starter had died on the car.
Oh no!
And the teen was like, I know this is as is. So I was just wondering if you know of like a cheap mechanic who might be able to help me out. And the guy who sold the car said, why don't you just bring it here? And he went and bought a new starter at the auto parts store. And they spent the Saturday morning together putting that new starter in.
He did not have to do that.
He did not have to do that. And when they were done, he took $200 that the kid had given him and gave it back to him.
He bought him the starter and gave him $200?
And the kid was like, what are you doing? And he was like, this is just a good luck rebate. Use it for gas and insurance. And he said, I don't need 200. I just need to know that a kid's first experience with adulthood isn't getting kicked while he's down.
Wow.
That's a little bit of a humble brag, but we're going to let it go. No, it's a good reminder.
It is. I love that story.
I know.
I mean, nobody's lives were saved from a fire, but it was a good try.
I've got a story out of Wisconsin where a life was saved.
Let's go.
There is a Wisconsin trooper who has a new partner.
You're trying too hard on this one.
Basically what happened, this kitten was unfortunately thrown from a moving vehicle.
Oh god.
This trooper arrived and has now adopted the cat and they are best friends. And
does the cat ride along?
I don't know. Sure, I don't think so. Well,
probably not.
Yeah.
I just want to say I've seen that happen before. It's disgusting.
What?
I was driving down the road and somebody threw a dog out the car.
Oh my gosh. The worst. Did you stop and get the dog?
It was on I-25, so no. Mm-hmm. But the dog did not die.
Wow.
I think I came in and we talked about it on the air and somebody called in and said the dog was alive.
Wow.
Anyway, wow, this is depressing.
My story's out of Australia. Hello.
Hello.
They were showing La La Land, the movie.
Yeah.
They were doing it where the orchestra is playing the score.
Oh my God, I love that so much.
Yeah, so they had a 20-minute intermission scheduled, but 20 minutes became 30, became 40. Like, everyone, what's going on? The pianist had become very ill, and so the conductor came out, made an announcement, and said, the pianist is sick. Does anyone here know how to like play piano?
Shut your mouth.
Like sight read.
And also you got a sight read because you've probably never practiced this and it's like a pretty complex score. And there's one guy in the back who's like,
I'll do it.
Wait, was it Ray Romano?
Why was his voice Kermit?
Well, he was way in the back.
Yeah, okay.
So he came up and just rocked it.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, he said he was like,
hold it off.
Kind of gave it a quick look at the music beforehand and there were a few parts where he's like, oh, I don't know how that's gonna go, and he just like kind of crushed it. Yeah, and saved the performance for everybody. Just a random guy in the audience.
That is so cool.
I have an update on that story actually. Moments later, the theater was engulfed in flames.
No.
Hazel saved them all.
KALC and KALC HD1 Denver Boulder.
Okay, there's a big update in women's health you need to know about. You know the pap smear. There is now an option to screen privately from home. No speculum or in-person visit required. It's called Teal Health. It's FDA authorized and just requires a virtual visit with an OBGYN. Consider this your rallying cry because your health matters. Screenings are every 3 years. Visit getteal.com to request your kit.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're
World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show. Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios.
Belco Credit Union knows switching accounts is a pain. That's why we want to pay you to do it. Go to belco.org/switch to learn more.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
I got to do one of my absolute favorite things in life, and I'm still teed off about it.
No! Dude, you can't. That's not fair. That's not fair.
I think it's plenty fair.
No, yeah. It's not really.
He says, okay.
With all the problems in the real world, see, I don't care.
What that noise was before
at the beginning,
the song.
He's doing like a Tom Waits thing or something. Yeah, he's got just, a real blues singer.
The intro's so long, I was just kind of stretching.
Like, yeah, oh,
yeah. We're just like waiting for
yeah.
The,
yeah, we got
gotta,
it.
We got to trim that intro. I think that's my job.
Well, I can do it. I'll do it.
I got to hang out with my children, and we got to do one of my favorite things, one of their favorite things. We got to sit out back. We don't have a fire pit, but we have a little tabletop. Fire, like a little concrete thing that you put the rubbing alcohol in and you burn a little fire.
What? I didn't know that's how it went.
You know what I'm talking? You've never seen that?
No.
You just buy like a bottle of alcohol and you put it in it's like a concrete, you put it on top of a table.
It was incredibly dangerous.
Why? No, it burns clean. You can do it inside too. There's like no fumes or anything.
But then can't, okay.
What's dangerous?
I don't know. You never add more while it's lit?
No. You just let it burn out.
Is it
fill it.
Cylinder?
No, ours is like a looks
like a rectangle.
Long. Yeah, rectangle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you just get like a propane thing?
That seems more dangerous, doesn't
no,
it?
No, like you could just get a little.
Yeah, we just don't really have the room. We just have this little tabletop guy.
Okay.
So it's just a cute little thing. And we got to make s'mores.
Oh. Mm.
It's warm enough to make s'mores?
Well, it's a fire.
Yeah. I know, but if it's just, it sounds like a little fire. It's like
it's
rubbing alcohol
little.
Burns off in like 2 seconds. I'm really trying to understand the concept of it, but like.
You like fill, it's got a little basin in it and you fill the.
Does it look like that?
That's exactly, yeah, like exactly what it looks like. You just fill that with rubbing
I've
alcohol.
I've never seen that before.
And it just burns, yeah.
That feels like a weird thing to make s'mores with. Burnt alcohol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we're judging. I think we're only going to make him more mad. We're going to sing the song again. He's going to make that weird sound again.
We're doing the best we can for our kids.
Okay,
all right?
You are, and we respect you for it.
So I love. There's nothing to not love about s'mores. The marshmallow's great.
Marshmallow's disgusting.
Yeah. You don't do. Do you toast it even? Will you eat a toasted marshmallow?
I do not eat s'mores. Like
really?
If people are having s'mores,
you're missing out on the great joys of summer.
I know. It's just marshmallows so gross. And
you're
I watch.
You're gross.
At no point was I talking about you or
your
family
but marshmallows
and
are
how bad
incredible.
They smell. No, they're disgusting.
I literally had at least 5 or 6 s'mores in the past 3 days.
Oh yeah,
well, that's also alarming.
They're so good
because knowing you, you got varied states of like diabetes going. So you were like hitting
varied
insulin
states?
Because she like she goes into full blown. She has to like pump up the jams before she gets after it. But then she's
for
probably
anything.
Doing. Yeah, but like this. Particular,
I'll give a little extra so I can have another one. Yeah.
Oh my
but
God.
Like you're probably doing Reese's ones.
No, just the classic.
Classic Hershey's.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Never done a Reese's one.
I've heard it's next level.
Okay.
Well, we do a thing. We don't do graham crackers. We do the Keebler. The fudge stripe cookies.
Oh, you're sick.
For the love,
in the
dude.
Best way.
Oh, you're it's sick. The best. You still put the chocolate on there.
Oh,
it's just
wow.
It's
so chocolate on chocolate.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But the whole sandwich is the cookies. So
the two
both
cookies.
Sides.
Yeah.
Wow, I got to try that out.
Oh, it's so much better than the graham cracker. Get the graham cracker out of here.
Graham cracker is like the basic thing.
I'm upset because this is we all agree. This is one of not all of us. The sane people agree. Yeah. This is one of the most important things, parts of summer. Like one of the best things you can do. We've been doing it for years. People do it camping. Why is it so messy? How have we not figured out like a better way to do it? It's just so messy. And people are doing this camping. You don't even have toilet paper while you're camping, but you're getting your fingers all sticky.
Who goes camping without toilet paper, fool?
It just makes such a mess. And the best way to do it is with kids. And it's just so much messier with the kids. They have
a full pack of like wet wipes to get them
just
clean.
It's everywhere and they're touching everything. It's all over their face and you try to take one little bite of the s'more. Just try to be like, have some couth and have etiquette and just take a nice little like a corner of it and it just the whole thing falls apart. It's running down your arm. I just feel like as a society, we're better than this. I think we should have figured it out by now.
So you want to take one of the great joys of summer and make it cleaner?
Yeah, I want to make it better. I want to make it, cleaner.
What's the point of it?
No.
I have this way. I don't like stuff on my hands. I can't do it.
I don't know how you're eating your s'mores, but I do.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah.
He can't control himself. He horks it down too soon.
Yeah.
You got it.
What are you?
I don't even have this issue,
you get
bud.
It to molten lava state. That's the point. You get that marshmallow that is disgusting. And I know, Erica, I'm disgusting.
Correct. Good job.
But you get it to disgusting levels of molten lava.
Yeah, I do.
You put it with your stuff and you're like, you do your Hershey's and your stupid little cookies.
And you got
it. And then you pull it out.
Yeah.
And now, don't do anything. Let it set back up. You're the guy who makes a steak and goes, this is the perfect temperature. And you take it off and you're like, and then it goes, and all the juices run out of it because you didn't let it rest. You gotta let it rest.
Steak and marshmallow are very different.
But
there's a similarity.
Not.
I'm with you here.
You have to let it rest. Otherwise, it's molten lava. And what does molten lava do? It runs down the shoreline of Hawaii. In this case, his stupid chubby hands that are horking it down too fast.
Weirdly?
Relax.
The most intelligent you've ever sounded.
I know I'm right, even though I hate this thing.
But doesn't the graham cracker always...
It does sometimes.
Weird and
because you're going too fast.
When you've got kids, come on, he can't control what they're doing.
You're telling me Aaron's waiting?
With my gluten-free crackers? Hell yeah, I am.
What?
She's pumping insulin into her veins. Dude, especially with your stupid EL fudges. Those are going to hold it together because they got another layer of that waxy chocolate.
Stupid.
Okay, you're amazing. EL fudges.
I feel like you're on the clock because the marshmallow is now melting the chocolate. It's now melting the chocolate that's on the Keebler.
You want it to melt
thing.
The chocolate? That's its point.
Yeah, but
that's
then mess. The chocolate's going to go everywhere. It's not oozing over, though.
Which,
I think we're going to need to take this to the texters.
Yeah, we are, because I don't eat them.
Okay.
But I'm right.
I have made them here before, and I think we should do it again.
Aaron.
She just is looking for ways to hork.
Here,
what are you? How are you making
here.
The fire here?
I think I used just like a lighter. I really
That's
wanted a
the
s'more.
Sign of a problem.
Yeah, she's got a spoon with a marshmallow on it. All right, is it about a rest period?
Mm.
Is this the final tea hack? Is teed off?
Oh,
because he's wrong.
This is warranted.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
Hold on. People in the studio are talking about summer. What are summer rules?
Well, the rules have to change a little bit because like when your kids are going to school, you got to lay down the new like itinerary.
Yeah.
Right?
That makes sense.
Summer is all bets are off.
That's what it was growing up, I feel like.
Yeah. It's why you throw your papers in the air as you walk out of the school. It's why, like, there's no bedtime. There's no...
Well, wait. I think I had a bedtime still growing
up.
Go to your room time? Sure. But, like, it's your life, man. You just get, like, are you kidding
me? Is that
me?
What you look at it like a six-year-old in their eyes and you're like, it's your life, man.
Kind of. It's like, what do they have
Eat
to get
candy.
Up for?
Candy...
No, I mean, like
video games all day.
Yeah.
Kinda.
You were literally complaining about your own adult son's video games.
He's an adult, and I'm just trying to make him not this dopamine void human. But like, as far as your little kids go, like,
so you want them to have dopamine too?
Right. I had to, like, one of the rules we had with my son is like, now because we don't have to get up as early to make sure we're out the door and to the bus stop and all that stuff. So it'll probably be a little more leisurely in the morning, especially for your mother. We let her sleep in as long as we can. And when you get up, because the kids will just wake up whenever, and you can't turn the TV on. No TV unless we have to be up. Because I know you're just going to wake up at 5, 4:30, 4. Like, you're just going to keep waking up earlier and earlier to go watch TV, to go watch YouTube.
Watch basically. What?
Who knows? I don't
know. Lego stuff.
Yeah, and just mind-rotting stuff. So no, we're not doing that this summer. That's a summer rule.
So
he can get up. He can draw. He can play with his Legos. He can sleep.
Like, he kind of is supposed to stay in his room.
He has like a light that changes to.
Oh yeah.
The light changes to a sun when it's like okay to get up, but they don't always. They're up. They want to be up.
What if Uncle Slacker dropped off a TV for his room? You know what I mean?
Why would a kid, young kid, ever need a TV in their room?
I don't know. I gave my kids TVs pretty early.
In their room? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, because we moved into a house that had... Okay. Here's the thing. I would have had to have bought a piece of artwork to go over. This whole house was wired, had the weird little...
Oh.
Because they have speakers in the ceiling.
You should have just bought the artwork.
Give them all TVs.
Well, this is why your son is playing video games before work and using all his dopamine. You know I'm right.
Also, especially at bedtime, you ever notice every kid's this way? At bedtime, all of a sudden, oh, I want to read stories. Oh, I want to play with my Legos. I want to do all these things. Well, you watch TV all day. So now you have all this time. You can do all those things.
Did you have these
do.
Rules when you were a child, T.A.C.?
I definitely didn't have a TV in my room. I never had. In college, I had a TV in my dorm room. That was the first time ever. But kind of. I didn't just get to like sleep in all the time.
But your parents, would they let you get up and turn on the TV?
Not when I was six. No. Yeah, no way.
Yeah, no. But it was just different.
I remember we didn't even know how to use the remote, and one of my sister's friends came over, and she was like, oh, you just hit this button, and my parents were real mad.
Oh.
Like,
she
ruined it.
She taught them.
I feel like I said we didn't really have rules, but we had like, you know, don't drink a soda before a certain time of day.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, hello, you can't do that all summer. You're going to wig out.
But we were just expected to be feral from June to August. Like you just.
And that's what you did with your own kids too? You didn't do camps? You didn't do anything?
We never did camps.
Oh man.
Because I never did camps. So I never knew, because I didn't want to send my kids to one of the creepy camps.
Right.
And how do you know what a good camp is?
I don't know.
But it's not, some of the rules are feral. They're pro feral rules, I would say. Like my son, you're no longer on the same bath schedule. Sunday to Sunday, we're good. I'll see you back here Sunday.
He has to bathe once a week.
Once a week, minimum. Like, obviously, you're at the pool, like, you're in the chalk, you're getting messy, you will work some more in, but they're not, like, the more strict.
Now, this is
regimented.
Now I'm on the other side. Because they're out in the sun all day. If they're being feral, the bathing has to happen. Then they're just laying in their own.
But he's not being as feral, I think.
Yeah, and he's not going to school, so it's not like you don't need your hair. Like, it's fine if you're a little ratty.
You're only getting clean for appearances' sake for school?
Yeah.
That's a lie. Yeah. Dude, we are so opposite. Like, you got to be clean every day, but you don't have to follow society's other rules. Like,
so you'd really be okay with your six-year-old turning on the TV?
Like when I was little, my parents it's a totally different time. Like now he could turn it on and there would be content for him.
Yeah.
Right? Because YouTube, Hulu, because Apple TV, because whatever, he can find stuff. When I was young, the only day we had was Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we would the rooster, we're up because they're on. And my parents didn't care. We just had to keep the volume low. But Saturday morning, the TV's on at 6 in the morning, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was kind of that way growing up, but just on Saturday. Like, not every day.
Yeah.
Because then it's not special. It's not, right?
But let him have it. If he wants to have it, he'll burn out on it. Don't you think? Let him burn out on it.
Could not
believe, like, what are you talking about?
My parents, they were like, do whatever you want. So then one day they both left. They left me and my brother, Chris. And he was like, got an idea. Got out my mom's recipe, made a batch of chocolate chip cookie dough, put it into a gallon Ziploc bag, cut the end of it off, and handed it to me. And I was just like squeezing it into my mouth. Just like, just eating cookie dough. And he got a bottle of marshmallow cream. And he just went to town. And when my parents came back, we both vomited.
For sure.
And then we never did it again. Like, it's so...
Okay. But that's different than TV.
No, it's not. Let
no him, marshmallow. I have to be up if you're going to get in the...
No, let him, let him be feral. Let him...
Like, he is. He's not bathing.
Hey, he's still got, like, you got to have a bedtime.
You for what?
You can't have, like, 90 days of kids just being like, no rules, man. And then, like, ding dong, here's the first day of school. And no, they you don't know off. How to behave.
Yeah, you did start, you have to do the ramp up before?
Yes, we always definitely, did that. Like, three weeks out, you start...
You lock it in a little bit.
Apparently, you start bathing your disgusting child.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I mostly probably need THAC on this one.
Aaron? Ooh.
But no. Hold on. Okay. We met with our wedding DJ today.
Ooh.
Prepping for, you know, the big dance floor. The Slacker's going to be busting a move on.
I need you to understand with every fiber of my being, you... Like, I adore you, and I wish you and
Nicest
Dane...
Nicest thing he's ever said to me.
I wish you all the happiness in the world, but if you believe that your marriage or the success of your day has anything to do with my feet ever touching your dance floor, you are going to be sadly disappointed. There is nothing you could do. Literally Wait, nothing you could do.
So you're telling me when a dance floor kicks off, and the DJ says something like, I don't know, what would the DJ say to get everyone out there?
Come on, everybody.
You hired a great the DJ. Right guy. I don't even care who it is. It's not him. It's like, get on your feet.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah, on the dance floor, everybody.
Right. Well, We know the first thing he does before he says a word.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you for the first time?
No. This is to get the dance floor. Nobody cares about them.
Before he says a word, he hits a banger.
He hits dope.
Oh.
Do. He did he or did he not do it at the exact same time as me?
It was.
Everybody that's knows. Impressive.
I don't think that's going
to
be our first
It's the
song.
One that gets your parents down to your siblings.
Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars.
Uptown Funk.
Okay, but here's the problem.
It's the
Uptown,
song.
Yeah. Uptown Funk is at my mother and my stepfather's wedding. I think it played four times.
Yes, because the DJ's lazy.
No, my stepdad kept going up and be like, just run it back. So I feel like it needs a later moment at our wedding to really honor my stepdad.
No, then it's going to have to play twice because it's the one unifying song. Like, because you could play some Drake or some Kendrick, whatever, whichever part of that war you're on. But like,
what about
something to get your friends up there, but it's going to keep the parents sitting.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the parents in the beginning.
You need to get the parents
For sure.
up.
In
the
beginning. I do agree with that. What about an oldie that's got a remix on it?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
An oldie
I think
with
that's
a
what's
remix.
Gonna be happening, just so you guys know. But what I'm saying is, Slacker, you're saying that no matter what, when they're asking every single person to come to the dance floor, you will not.
No, I will not.
You stay seated?
Like a loser? Yes. I will stay seated. I'll be at the bar. I will.
You'll slip away right when you know it's time.
100. Dude, I don't dance. And I definitely don't dance around people that I know will be watching me not dance right.
I will not be paying attention to you.
There is no wrong.
At all.
Yeah, there is.
There is no wrong. What there is I no do wrong. Is probably wrong.
No. Here's the thing. Okay. You're the bride. You're going to look stunning. And like,
so true.
And it's just, it is what it is. Erin was in competitive dance. She's going to be out there clogging her face off.
No.
She's bringing the shoes, I hear.
I have seen THAC throw up, come back into the studio, dance in front of a trooper in a way that in my wildest dreams I could never do. After a year's worth of lessons, there is no way I'm dancing in front of the three of y'all ever. It's just not happening.
Mm. Okay, then I no longer need your help
for
this.
Oh, great. But hold on, just to clarify, you want the advice of the person who just said, come on, everybody.
Yeah, well, that
stand
wasn't
up,
great.
Ladies
and gentlemen. It's getting worse.
Welcome.
We are building our must play.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God.
We are building our must playlist.
Yes.
Mm. Wink. Must playlist. Anyway, sorry. The must play.
Why is that
playlist?
What did I miss?
I just merged the words together. It doesn't matter. Okay. And I'm curious from each of you, I guess even Slacker, what one song is that you're like, if you go to a wedding, you gotta hear this one. And it can't be Uptown Funk.
Okay.
That's fair.
And I would love people to text in as well, 303-222-5423. I need this to be a party. This.
We get in a lot of trouble when we put our podcast up with songs in it for some reason. So,
well, we're not going to play that.
No,
right,
but I'm
now
saying, so we're just going to have to sing our song
okay,
for you right now.
Okay.
The song that I know has to play goes a little like this.
That is so far banned. Chicken Dance?
Yeah, that's my must play. If you want me on the dance floor.
But you've already told me your feet will not touch the dance
floor. But I can do that because it's a choreographed dance thing. I can't do that one wrong.
Would you do like a Cupid shuffle?
No.
A choreographed dance?
No, but it's difficult. Is that the one that's two stomps this time?
No. That's, what's that? I don't know what the Cupid shuffle is, just like to the right, to the right, to the right, to the right, to the left.
Yeah, you're
to
talking
the
about
left.
The cha cha slide.
Cha-cha
oh,
cha cha slide.
Cha-cha.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Very do you similar. Think maybe I could get some private lessons with T-Hack on the Cupid shuffle?
I bet he would stand shuffle? Behind you and show you how to do it on the dance floor.
Sure. Like you're like we're in Tin Cup the movie and you're like, teach me how to do a golf swing?
I would.
Yeah. Cute.
Is that a roll of quarters in your...
Okay. Anyone else with a song that must...
Yeah, originally I was thinking something by ABBA. ABBA, however you want to pronounce it.
Dancing okay. Queen?
No, Voulez-Vous.
Voulez-Vous,
no, that's one. Not them.
Oh, that's like, not?
Voulez-Vous. Aha! Okay. Okay, yeah. I like this. You don't know
I've
that
never
one.
Heard that song.
There's
in my
really
life.
Good remixes no. to that,
yeah.
too.
Hmm.
Have you heard that song, DJ
I don't
Boy?
I think so, no.
You haven't
no.
played it?
I don't think so.
Get
no.
it on your list, man.
Dancing Queen, obviously, and Waterloo is another
Waterloo
ABBA
is a
one,
banger.
But I don't think I know how to. I probably have it. I don't know how to spell it and find it.
Give which, me a man after. Gimme, gimme,
gimme, gimme.
Oh,
gimme,
yeah.
Gimme, that's
yeah.
another good one.
Is that the? What's
gimme,
the?
Gimme, gimme, gimme a man after midnight.
What's that? What's who sings the?
You were like alive during
this. Shut up! I was not. Tell me what you want. What you really, really want?
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. Yeah. Wannabe?
No.
Do you think
wannabe?
I can wanna be my
Do you
lala?
Think it's a come to the dance floor yeah. song?
Yes.
It's a sing together,
like
but not necessarily
night
yeah.
song.
Mm. I would say the Isley Brothers, Shout. You got to play Shout.
Ooh.
Do you, know you understand? You okay.
Shout. My hands up.
Is there a part in that song where
we get
yeah.
low?
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit quieter now.
I actually literally
here's
need
the thing.
To make a list.
This is really strange.
What?
That is the one. That's the last song I danced to at a wedding. Every one of my brothers and my own wedding, like my family has a tradition of like basically reenacting the Blues Brothers doing it. Okay. So you're just like out on the dance floor doing
so
all the like.
So you maybe would join for that?
No, because not it, because I would look like the 900-year-old man doing the Blues Brothers version and no one else is going to do that. And it's just because my brothers are like 12 years older than me.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like they loved, shout! And you're just like, and by the end of it, you're just wringing wet with sweat. It's, no, that's
okay,
a hard
and
pass.
If you're going to sweat that much, I actually commend you for not entering the next floor.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Craving a Saturday afternoon happy hour with cocktails, sunshine, The Slacker Show, and adorable, lovable, adoptable pets. Join The Slacker Show tomorrow at number 38 in Rhino for the Strays of Summer.
2 hours of casual happiness
with some of the most lovable, huggable, scratchable, adoptable pets in Denver
who are looking for a forever home.
The Slacker Show Strays of Summer. Saturday, June 6th at number 38 in Rhino.
Thanks to our pet-loving friends at Split Veterinary Care, Chuck and Don's Pet Supplies, and number 38.
Check out alice1059.com for more details.
How worthless do you think us husbands really are?
I'm no longer a husband.
Right.
Mm.
I will admit I was a little bit on the worthless side as a husband.
Interesting.
When... Oh. Oh, this gets kind of...
In what way?
Well, there for a good stretch of time there, she was a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
And so there is a bit of an understanding that, like, I'm doing this job and you're doing that job. Especially, like, when the kids are babies, it's all hands on deck.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But then there is a level where your kids don't require 24-hour care.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Or they're in school, like, they start to be...
Then it's kind of like... I finish eating and I just set my silverware down. And,
no way.
And go, you may take the money. No, I was never that far gone, but it was, she kind of just assumed that role because, like, look, I'll take care of the house. You keep paying for it.
Crazy question. Theory, if you will. You think this is why there's so many divorces? And now that, I don't know, I think the divorce rate has gone down recently and I'm just wondering if there's a correlation to, like, both women and men working.
I think the divorce rate has gone down because the marriage rate has gone down.
Yeah.
People are just not getting married, and then you don't have to get divorced. It's like, yay.
Or they don't get married until they're a little older.
And then you really have decided, yep, I've kicked the tires on this one, and she's not going to be, or he's not going to be. I think, so this all started because of the story of the woman who went on strike.
But it sounds like such a sitcom trope to me. She's just like, that's it. I'm not doing any chores. And then the house just... became
within how many days was it?
Within 3 days. It was just like it fell apart. And I don't experience that in my day. I don't know my friends would be that. I can't imagine that. I don't think our house would fall. Like, there would be things that I would probably learn. Like, oh, I didn't realize Ange was doing that every day or whatever. Sure. But I don't think it would turn into, like, you have to run serpentine to get to the kitchen. Like, it sounds like it's just a destroyed house.
I think you can't understand because you're in a healthy relationship. An equal task relationship, and you guys also gravitate towards like-minded people. Everybody in this room probably gravitates towards that. But I think this is more normal than I also don't have any friends like this. But I do, there are little things like what you just said. Like, if your wife stopped, you probably help, but like if your wife stopped watering plants, when I had plants in my house, the plants were just always alive.
Oh, God.
That's actually a great one because she's the plant lady.
Yeah. And
she
then, takes like, care of it. My wife went to Brazil to, like, some event out there and, like, whatever. And, like, 6 days in, I'm like, why is everything in this house brown? And it's like, oh, God.
You should have watered it.
Well, like,
to be fair, I'm a plant killer. I can't.
Right.
So it's like, you don't keep them alive. So,
but you, like, this woman is mad that everything went to hell in a handbasket. I'm not, and I'm saying the dude is an a-hole. Her kids are jerks.
Yeah.
But what's the phrase? You use it all the time about the coach said something where it's like, they can't play what hasn't been coached, or you can't. It was like the players sucked. And it's like, yeah, well, they don't know how to do what they haven't been taught.
That, exactly.
It's like they can't execute what hasn't been coached.
Yeah, they don't know what they don't know.
If you've just always taken these things on and didn't, I know it sounds crazy, but there, like, are men out there who are just worthless.
But grow up.
I understand.
And learn how to do things yourself so that your wife can go out of town or
I could
a girl's night.
I could absolutely water the flowers. Like, I'm capable. I know how to do it. But I got to know what day to do it. And because she normally handles it. And just like I could say, well, Ange is more than capable of mowing the lawn.
Right. But
she doesn't know when or what to set
the mower.
That you
change the setting when you go from front to back.
Got to charge the battery. Like, all these little things that I could definitely teach her and she could learn, but she doesn't know currently.
But you can't get mad.
Well, I think you can get mad if you've been living in a home with someone for years and years and years and doing everything. And he never once thought, like, I should probably know.
Especially when it's basic stuff like what this woman said she was dealing with. Dirty dishes piling up, a sausage left in a pan for days. You guys are not going to walk by it and be like,
no.
Where do I put it? Do I put it in a Ziploc? Do I put it in a container? Exactly. Do that then.
Like, I hate to say this. I love my son with all my heart. He is this guy because he has lived a privileged life.
But you did that.
And so did this wife. To a certain extent, if you enable another human to not do anything and then you go, I'm done, you can't expect them to immediately go, oh, I'll pick up the slack, because they don't know what the slack is. And they might have, this is the worst part, a way higher disgusting tolerance than you do. And I know, some, like, my son clearly has it. Like, I walked into his room the other day and I was like, oh, there's a smell in here that is just bully. And I'm like, I walked in, I opened all the windows, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, how are you gross. Alive
you,
like, in this room?
Burn it with fire.
It's just boy. It smells like boy.
Ugh. Perhaps this is the best propaganda for getting married a little later that we've ever done. Because men need to live alone.
Yes, find
they
a man.
Have to live alone. Yes. It's actually shocking that T-Hack is as well-rounded as you are.
He just loves his wife so
alone.
Much. You did,
you did alone, but you were dating AHAP
weird.
Already.
I was dating, yeah.
But maybe she was still so young. She was in college. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not so young. Hold on.
I know.
She was still in college. Like, yeah. Stop that. But yeah. I can't imagine being with someone who just never lived alone and never had to do their own stuff. And I would lose my mind.
Because I think... Mm-hmm.
I learned the difference between I am tidy, but I was not clean. Like, I was like, oh, the bathroom's great. There's nothing on the floor. She's like, when'd you clean it? And I'm like, didn't I just say that? So there's a difference.
Yeah, and especially when you're dealing with a South American or Latina woman. Because, like, for sure, with my ex-wife, I'm like, I just cleaned the bathroom. And she'd go in there and come back like, whoa. Like, what are you?
I'm unfortunately like you guys.
Dane is the luckiest man alive.
Okay, there's a big update in women's health you need to know about. You know the pap smear. There is now an option to screen privately from home. No speculum or in-person visit required. It's called Teal Health. It's FDA authorized and just requires a virtual visit with an OBGYN. Consider this your rallying cry, because your health matters. Screenings are every 3 years. Visit getteal.com to request your kit.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Slacker Show.
I need rationally minded people to help me out with something, but since I don't know any of those, I'm going to ask you guys.
Oh.
Okay.
As you know, I've created a situation with my children. I always have.
Yeah.
I'm admitting up front that I am part of the problem.
Okay.
We have a bit of a situation here.
Yeah. When you call something with your children a situation, you're in it.
My children, they want for almost nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when the Harry Potter big Lego set came out.
Which one?
The one that I got you.
Diagon Alley?
Yes.
Yeah. Is she one of your children?
Kind of. Okay. At the time, she was very much my child.
We all do very well here.
But it was like, it wasn't Mia's birthday. It wasn't Christmas, but it was out.
Yeah. And you just...
And it's a $300 Lego set. It's a massive...
Yeah.
But it was like the summertime, and it was like, she's just bored, and she was just reading so much, and I just wanted to reward her for being such a good kid. And I just was like, here, have, like, so in that sense, I just want you to understand, although I just wanted to say this, I was at the Lego store yesterday. I had to go to the mall to replace my screen cover or whatever, and they have the Creel House.
No way.
Yes.
The what?
The Creel House from Stranger Things.
Interesting.
It's like $300, and they had it in stock,
and
I grabbed it, and I went to the front, and there was a line, and I was like, nope. Set it down. I was like, that's a sign. That's a sign. I'm not getting it.
There's always a line.
If I had walked straight,
you've also created a situation with yourself then. Yes. If a line is stopping you from a decision you've made.
Oh, it has the squawk.
It has everything.
Oh.
It's so dope. Okay. So now I've set the stage for what's going on. So every once in a while, I also do these kind of things for my friends. Like, I was at the South Pearl Farmers Market and Legacy Pie Company was there. And I walked by and they had a mini cherry tart cherry pie. And I'm like, yoink. And I just dropped it on Josh's doorstep. Like, I want my friends and family to want for nothing. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, there's just...
I haven't gotten anything in a while.
I know. You're right. I've kind of stopped with the people in this room because then it's like, if I do one of you, I gotta go. Yeah. Like, then Hack's like, I see what just happened there. Okay. Yeah. So I have another friend whose kid is really into Pokemon cards. So whenever like Costco has them, I buy like.
No. For someone else's kid?
Well, they pay you back, no?
No, but sort of. Oh. Like, he's never actually paid me back for them, but like, I'll meet him at Hillstone. And then we have a couple drinks and he's like, all right. And I'm like, I hand him the things and he just pays the tab. And I'm like, that feels right.
Okay.
Okay.
Like yeah. He buys the drinks and I give him some Pokemon cards. Okay.
Okay.
Are we all caught up on everything now? Now I'm actually going to get to the thing.
Okay.
I walk into my son's room a couple days ago and I see Pokemon cards.
Ooh.
I'm like, well, what? And I go down to my closet to where I've stored a box of Pokemon cards for my buddy Tim, and they're gone.
Oh, no way.
So I go back up to Noah's room, and I'm like, where'd you get those? He's like, they've been in the closet forever.
The closet. Hmm.
The spare bedroom closet.
Why would he even be in there?
There's things in the closet. Like, it's also the storage for extra Costco stuff, like the extra chips that aren't in the pantry yet.
Sure, okay.
So it's just there.
So he could have seen them over time and knowing they're...
And he should have, I think we can all agree, swung by me and said, I'm about to open these Pokemon cards unless they're for somebody. But he was like, they've been in there forever. Is the blame on him or is the blame on me? Because I'm the type of person who I'm taking the blame, but I'm starting to think that was a D move. On his part.
I really like your son. I think he's a good kid. That was all on him. Because even if you bought the Lego set, if it was just in a closet, you don't just open something assuming it's for you.
Mm-hmm. But think about the way, you got, Aaron and Tia have been to my house. Mi casa es su casa. It's like, if you want to go grab a bottle of wine, get it. I don't care.
But T-Hack's not going to go into the closet and open the Pokemon cards and be like, anyway, I'm taking these home for Leo. That's crazy.
Guys, I got a God pack.
But he could. I would give them to him. I would if we were sitting around my house drinking and he goes, Leo's really into Pokemon cards, I'd be like, Timmy's gotten enough. I'm going to give these to T-Hack.
That's different.
That's your choice.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, your son's 19. Is Pokemon cards big?
He was probably... I think if he was probably trying to find a God pack. He was probably trying. Yeah. This was not about wanting Pokemon cards. This was probably about beer money for when he goes back to school.
Which that is another question of like, if he did hit it big, is he splitting that with you? Is he circling back?
Well, he told me that he hit it big.
Exactly. Right. And that's where I'm with Erica a little bit. It's a little.
So it is on him?
Yeah.
But it's kind of on me because I created it.
Yes. But in this sense, it's not like it was... Hey, Dad, will you get me that thing? What the heck? You're not going to get it for me. That would be a you problem. This thing that does not belong to you is somewhere in a hidden space and you decided to open it.
And that's where he goes to get chips and fig bars. And like,
it is kind of weird that you keep food in the guest closet. I'll be honest.
It's just an overflow.
If you have to stay the night there, it's fine.
All right. 303-222-5423. Is it Slacker's problem? Or is it Noah's problem?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a story. I don't even know why this is in stupid stories. It's a heroic man who pulled a burning cop car.
Whoa.
Yeah. It'll make sense why it's stupid in a second.
Okay. I have a story that sometimes you should not help your parents. This is for all the kids.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Pennsylvania.
Howdy, Yins.
Here we go, right on cue. A 41-year-old man in Pennsylvania decided to go in.
Howdy, Yins.
Yep, once again. Decided to go into an office building, and he brought his girlfriend's daughter with him. He was just going in to look at some stuff. Except it wasn't his office building, and he actually broke in. And he brought his girlfriend's 11-year-old daughter with him to hold the flashlight while he cut out some copper wiring from the building.
He's robbing the building?
Of the copper wiring.
With a child?
Yeah, he said, well, I need someone to hold the flashlight, and she was only on home.
Kids are good at the flashlight.
Yeah. So he was cutting out some copper wiring, planning to sell it later, but he was caught with a child.
She's
going to
do
his.
Time in the big house.
No, I think she's free.
Flashlight holding, you're an accessory. I don't care. Put her in jail. She knew what was going on. That's not your copper wire.
She was not charged, but it's likely that she's being placed in a place of a better guardian.
Oh, yeah. It's the crime that keeps on giving. My story's not out of Florida. It's out of Spalding, Lincolnshire, England.
Hello.
Cheerio and all that.
So there's a man named John Stevenson of Spalding, Lincolnshire, England. And he just pulled off a miraculous feat. He drug a police car that was on fire.
Is this like part of...
Like a strongman thing.
Yeah.
Yes, a 4,000-pound police car that was on fire. He drug it 130 feet. I doubt if he drug it 130 feet. It's probably meters. Some sort of meters. Mm. He's 50 years old. He said, I won't lie, it did hurt quite a bit. Wasn't because of the fire. Where's my fire thing? Wasn't because it was heavy. Because he drug it with his junk.
What?
They attached a rope around his manhood and allowed him to pull the flaming cop car.
Literally a strongman thing.
Yeah. So he
thought this was all going to be like because he accidentally set it on fire.
No. No, he's in a contest thing and he's like, he wanted to give himself a challenge. So
he's like, use my wee-wee.
Yeah. And he said he did some research and found that nobody had ever done this before. So he drug a 4,000-pound car, 130 feet, flaming car, with his junk.
How did it not just come off? 4,000 pounds?
Staples? I don't know.
Yeah. Like, you put a 4,000-pound weight in my hand and my arm is coming off.
Yeah, no, but his junk is very strong, Erica. Mm-hmm. So, you have any puns for that or are we leaving it go?
I was going to say both people got in trouble because of the copper.
Nice.
Those stories.
He didn't really get in trouble.
All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Every once in a while, we decide to do something positive on the show.
Are you going to be okay?
It's going to be weird for me for the next few minutes. We want to do, like, it's a quote or a mantra, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Just like words to live by. I'm really trying to like catalog little weird sentences like that and say them to myself. Like I read them before I go to bed.
Oh, nice.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Did you hit your head?
No, it's like the one that's in my head right now. The magic you're looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
Mm. Who's that from?
I don't know.
That's deep.
But it's like, there's something you want and you're not doing it. Just go get it. Go get it.
Say it one more time. The magic you're looking for
is in the work you're avoiding. Wow.
So like if you really wanted the next step in your career, it's like, then do the work.
Right.
Hmm. I'd have to read that in the morning. I couldn't read that before bed. I'd be ready to run through a brick wall, I think.
See, I'm the opposite. I could read that at night and be like, tomorrow's going to be great. And then I'll snooze my alarm 14 times. Wow. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah. It's like one of those, because around my like studio that I have at my house to record music and stuff, I have printouts like that, but most of them are just curse words and what they mean. So I'm trying to, flip the attitude.
Yeah.
Sounds like you were avoiding work when you were printing those out.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, those were actually bought.
Oh, really?
It's like the F word and all of it's like,
what?
It's different. Yeah.
I've not seen those at Marshall's.
No, probably not. Hobby Lobby is where you're at.
I have one that's it's fairly new, but I think it hits hard to a lot of us. You should think of your energy as if it's expensive, as if it's a luxury item. Not everyone can afford it.
You want to know who said that?
If it's Taylor Swift, I'm going to blow up this room.
Duck and cover. Say it again. You should think of your energy as if it's expensive, as if it's a luxury item. Not everyone can afford it. Yeah.
So don't give your energy to people who can't afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you have that like soul-sucking person in your life.
Mm-hmm.
They can't afford
Could you not look at me that way?
No.
While saying
There's that soul-sucking energy.
There's just that one.
Well, so on the same vein, like, and we want you guys to call in with yours, but there's one that says, don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
Ooh, yeah.
It's the same, like, it's the exact same things. Like, don't waste your energy. It's like, oh my God, they don't like me. It's like, who cares?
You don't need them to.
You don't. Mm-hmm.
This one's a bit more simple.
Okay.
But just like, I'm so lucky. Everything works out for me.
That is a definite manifestation thing to say.
And man, it's true.
I'm so lucky. Everything works out for me.
Yeah. Can be used together or separately.
Okay. So can I just say
if you're printing it out. Right.
I love that. But I'm also like, I want some Walt Whitman. Like
is who the heck is Walt Whitman?
It's not true because I've actually looked it up. But there's an episode, Diamond Dogs of Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, there's a quote by Walt Whitman. Be curious, not judgmental.
That's not true.
It's not actually Walt Whitman.
We don't know who said it.
Nobody knows who said it.
Why did they say it in the show, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
That show is so incredible. The more you watch it, I'm on like my fourth pass. There's this... Never mind. I don't want to get down in the weeds, but there's this scene where like Jamie Tart won't play.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and he's yelling himself, practice. We're talking about practice. We're not talking about the game you love. And he does this whole speech. It is word for word an Allen Iverson press conference.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Word for word.
And not the game. Who is Allen Iverson? Okay.
Listen, okay. If it was Taylor Swift, you'd know who it is.
Well, someone look into the California public schools. What's going on? Walt Whitman, I would let fly, but Allen Iverson.
He's in commercials now because he's the original AI. And so people go, hey, get AI to do it. And then they just have Allen Iverson sitting there. And it's like, I don't know what to do, man. Because he's Allen Iverson. He's like...
He's the answer.
He's Post Malone.
Oh, the 76ers.
Okay, all right. Listen, if you got a killer quote, some mantra, something you say, something you just have printed on your wall or it's imprinted in your brain, we want to hear your words to live by.
Brownie points if it's from Taylor Swift.
No brownie points for Taylor. I'm a Swiftie.
I could give you 1,000 quotes from her, but
hold on, let me give the phone number.
Okay.
303-222-5423. You can call or text. Go ahead. You
no,
have more?
No, I don't. I don't. How about need this one? To.
How about this one?
Okay.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
That needs to be Instagram's little tagline.
You know who says that a lot?
Get off this site. What?
You know who says that a lot?
Who?
Tinks. The influencer that
You are so trying to get me into Tinks and it's not
going to
work.
I'm not trying to get you into Tinks. I know you hate Tinks. That's fine.
No, I don't hate her.
She's kind of for girls.
She just got to, okay.
Right. I always liked, you catch more flies with honey. But that you catch more honeys being fly.
Why didn't you just leave it? The actual phrase.
You can work with either, like Erica said before. You could print
off. Print one, print the other.
You catch more honey. Come on.
Okay.
I live by that.
Do you?
No. I do like, the one, I can't complain about a lot, there being a lot on my plate when my goal was to eat.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
Whoa. Say that again.
You can't complain about having a lot on your plate when your goal was to eat.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a newer one that I've seen circulating. That's good stuff.
I think that's the first time I've heard that, and that gave me goosebumps.
Who said that?
I don't know.
God, that's really
good. Allen Iverson, maybe?
Yes. Who's that? I don't understand. Does he do parodies of Taylor Swift songs?
Jury's still out on that.
The other one is, if you die, your job will be posted before your obituary. So screw Odyssey.
Wait, okay.
You can print just half of that.
I would like to keep my job. You can print
the both sides. All right, if you've got a mantra that will got yours for real.
Yeah.
Tia.
No, it literally gave me goosebumps.
I have weird little arm here,
and not the honey and the fly one.
You know, the honey fly one was like,
come on.
Your mantra: 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're having like the weird goosebumpy kind of moments in here as we read each other's or tell each other mantras and words we live by. So, Jennifer?
Yai.
What's your words to live by?
Hope is not a strategy.
I like that. It took me a second to like process it.
Because I thought there was going to be more, but there doesn't need to be more.
Don't hope for the best. Just
Yep, that's not a strategy. You got to get after it. Ooh. I like that a lot. Do you say that to yourself every day?
Say to myself a lot, and I try to share it with people I work with too, because we tend to be victims.
Yeah. So we work with some people who are like, no, I hope it goes okay. And you're like,
let's make it go okay.
Yeah, make it go okay. Yeah. Thank you. Great words. Aaron?
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah. words to live by.
So mine's kind of a weird one, but it comes from the TV show Kimmy Schmidt. There's the character in Andromeda.
Okay.
And at one point he goes, I envy you. I've never been able to meet me.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
That's cool.
And it's weirdly motivational for me for like whenever you're having a down day or you're like, man, I'm not having a good confidence day. I just kind of remember that and think about, hey, there's people out there that I may encounter and they walk away and go, that guy was freaking awesome. I'm really glad that I met him.
Hmm.
My heart feels warm.
Yeah.
Aaron, that's really cool. And that's such a positive, like,
Not our Aaron, but the Aaron on the phone.
Yeah.
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 Not our Aaron. Right.
Thank you, Aaron. Is that better?
Yeah.
Chuck?
Yes.
What's your mantra, words to live by?
Man, they're from an old district manager I had like 10 years ago, and he used to say, put the soft stuff in your mouth, the hard stuff in your pocket, and get back to work.
What? Put the soft stuff in your mouth, put the hard stuff in your pocket,
and get back to work. Yeah.
So don't. Stuff in your pocket, put soft stuff in your mouth, and get back to work.
I think that's probably especially true with like coming home to your family. If you're in a bad mood and you get the hard stuff, get it out of your mouth. You don't want to end up yelling at your kids because you had a bad day at work.
Oh.
You know?
Thank you for making sense of that.
Thank you for the call, Chuck. The soft stuff in your mouth, like, not trying to be weird, but I was like, I don't understand. So let your words be
gentle,
not the
kind, positive. Yeah.
Got you. Hard stuff in your pocket, stored away. That feels kind of cancer-causing, though, a little bit. It's kind of the way my parents lived. Like, oh God, don't
suppress
talk about that.
Suppress it all.
Yeah, put it under the rug a little bit. You'll be fine.
Okay, well, it's a not tumor. To totally poo-poo your...
They were fine.
Eileen?
Yay.
Words to live by. What do you got?
Like a jug of milk, we all have an expiration date.
I don't know.
That sounds like words to die by.
Yeah.
Listen, you could use it while you're having fun and being wild and crazy, or if you've done something stupid.
Oh, well, actually, after the weekend I had, I'll take that one.
Thank you, Eileen. Matthew.
Yai.
Words to live by. What do you got?
Success is often when preparation meets opportunity.
Say it again. Success is often when what meets?
Success is often when preparation meets an opportunity.
Yeah.
I believe that.
It's true.
Yeah.
You can always be prepared, just waiting for your opportunity.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're not moving forward.
Correct. Mm. Just keep preparing.
You never know when an opportunity
Stay
presents
prepared.
Itself.
Yeah. That's what I like to say.
No, but that's just...
Be prepared. Okay.
Are you lying?
Thank you. Can we not do that anymore? Amy?
Yay.
Words to live by. What do you got?
Be careful of a sharp tongue because you might slit your own throat.
Wow. That's
I like
a
that.
Good one.
I feel like we all could use that in this room.
Board. Yeah.
You saw it on a church board?
Yes.
I gotta go to that church.
Yeah, any church that has slit your own throat.
Yeah, just giggling. Yes.
Let's go. That is beautiful in a weird way. Thank you, Jay.
I'm here.
Hey. What's your mantra? What's the words you live by?
Oh, I live by Confucius.
Okay. And?
The journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step.
Yeah, but there's
no. That's a really good one.
It is.
I'm such a weird little perfectionist where it's like if I don't think I can get to the end, then I don't even start.
Mm.
And it's like, you can't get 1,000 miles. You can't.
If you never start. Yeah. If and you who don't, knows where you'll end start. Up once you start.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's just so many steps.
Yeah.
We just got to start.
Yeah.
It's like those of us who finished Manitou Incline.
I was just thinking that.
Or we exactly. still have so much potential.
Oh, what?
Yeah. That was more than 1,000 steps, too.
It was.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
Yeah, we did 1,000.
Bree?
Yeah.
What's your words to live by?
Anything that costs you your inner peace is too expensive.
Yeah.
It's very aligned with what Taylor said.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it all comes back to Taylor.
Anything, yes, it does all. Thank you, Bree. That's beautiful. One more here. Mitch.
Yes.
Are you in a fan?
No, I think he's vacuuming.
Oh, my least favorite sound.
Yeah, okay. What's your words to live by?
My words to live by are...
If you weren't enough, you wouldn't exist.
Oh.
Yes.
If you weren't.
You got to be enough to, like, make it.
You got to be a strong swimmer.
And a strong baby.
Oh. It all comes back to Taylor.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay, there's a big update in women's health you need to know about. You know the pap smear. There is now an option to screen privately from home. No speculum or in-person visit required. It's called Teal Health. It's FDA authorized and just requires a virtual visit with an OBGYN. Consider this your rallying cry, because your health matters. Screenings are every 3 years. Visit getteal.com to request your kit.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.